For Sunday, November 25th, 2018, welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Helena, Montana. We are a member church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, and this is the last week of the lectionary year. So, we are going to hear about Christ's kingdom today in John 18, 33 through 37. Before we hear Pastor Arnie Berglund preach on it, though, let's recite the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Beloved of Christ, grace and peace and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Change. Most pastors I know talk about how making changes really frustrates the congregation. Here's a secret: we only do it when we've had a bad week. No, just kidding. Change can be unsettling. Here's another secret. Being a follower of Jesus is all about change. This is clearly evident in Scripture. The people of Israel were looking for a king. Jesus was born into poverty. They wanted the overthrow of the Roman government, and instead, Jesus told them to love their enemies. When one of his very best friends was dying, Jesus delayed 2 days to go be with Lazarus. Jesus healed a man. Great news. Jesus instructed him not to tell anybody. When he could have escaped from the Garden of Gethsemane, he chose to stay there and be arrested. Jesus was not the king that people expected or hoped for. He changed all of that. To be a follower of Christ is to understand change. What kind of savior do you hope Jesus to be? How does what we find in Jesus change the way that you understand God? Dolores Duffner, a contemporary American hymn writer, puts it another way when she writes, "O Christ, what can it mean for us to claim you as king? What royal face have you revealed whose praise the church would sing? aspiring not to glory's height, to power, to wealth, to fame. You walked a different way, a lowly way, and others will your aim. On this Sunday that we curiously call Christ the King Sunday, I wonder to whom exactly we might place the full measure of our trust, our hope, our belief. It is the last Sunday of the church year. As such, it is the culmination of all that the church has to say about Jesus. The year begins in anticipation of the miracle of Christmas, God coming down to live among us. And we move steadily from that point towards Jerusalem, where we recall Christ's suffering and sacrifice and self-denial, the betrayal and death of Holy Week, the silence of Holy Saturday, and then the miracle of the resurrection of Easter. And then over 50 days, we wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And the year then takes us on a journey to reflect on the kingdom of God in our everyday life. But all of that moving brings us to this conclusion. You see it in the images from the book of Revelation, or the way our hymnal is ordered at the end. Death and eternal life, the communion of saints, the return and the reign of the Lord, the completion, if you will, of the creation. This is the King that the faithful are called to follow, to believe in with all their hearts and souls and mind. Christ the King Sunday is about the lordship of Christ. In the words of the Revelation of John, he is the ruler of the kings of the earth. And yet, there is a clear distinction in the passage from the Gospel of John between the rule or the reign of leaders and God's vision. So Jesus says, "My kingdom's not of this world." Jesus did come upon the earth to establish a kingdom. It is, however, a change, if you will, from what we are expecting. To understand the language of kingdom, we have to know something about the context and the leadership structure of that day. And this had everything to do with another leader, King Herod. Herod died the year Jesus was born. Jesus was born, as we know, in a little town called Bethlehem, out of the way. Herod was buried about 3 miles east of Bethlehem in this massive mountain fort that he had built called the Herodium. Jesus' birth, despite the significance we attach to it, was really a quiet affair. Herod's burial was anything but that. It was the opposite. He literally had a mountain constructed in a flat desert. He wanted the people to think of him, to revere him, long after he died. In fact, from the Mount of Olives, you can see the Herodium. It's impressive. Few people visit there, however, but the crowds that visit Bethlehem go to see the Church of the Nativity. Herod was a powerful leader. His architectural influence is still present to this day. He built the city of Caesarea on the coast near Tel Aviv. He built Masada. And most curiously, he built the temple. A portion of that temple still stands today, the Wailing Wall, or the Western Wall. These were massive structures. Herod ruled for 34 years. He was not a religious man, but he could use religion for his own purposes. Everything, sports, art, architecture, shrines, palaces, all of it was for the purpose of consolidating Herod's power and leadership and establishing for him a legacy. This is the kingdom that Jesus was born into. a kingdom that had a very effective leader. But Jesus quickly realized that his way of leadership would not be Herod's. My kingdom, he says to Pilate, is not of this world. Now, the temptation of Jesus, of course, would have been to model his techniques, the methods of Herod, but with a different kind of outcome and a different goal. We can read this in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. The devil takes Jesus to a high mountain, and he shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, and he says, "All of this I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." The temptation of Jesus was to adopt the leadership strategy of Herod. In his book, Jesus the Way, Eugene Peterson writes, "So why didn't Jesus learn from Herod? Why didn't Jesus take Herod as his mentor in getting on in the world? In this world into which Jesus was born, no one has done this kingdom thing better." Now, it's true that Herod was not interested in God, but everything else was in place. All Jesus had to do was adopt and then adapt Herod's style, his skills, his methods, and put them to work under the rule of God. The temptation of Jesus, which he rejected, must also have been the temptation of his disciples. For Jesus gave them also a very clear teaching about another way. He said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. But it's not so among you," he said. "Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." So on this Sunday, on Christ the King Sunday, we think about Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, he says at the close of Matthew's gospel. Paul writes to his friends in Philippi, "Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." To follow Jesus is to profess him as Lord. It's the most basic Christian conviction and creed. To believe that he is Lord of all is to give honor and glory to Jesus above all rulers, above all authorities. He came upon this earth to establish this kingdom of God that was a change from the kingdom of heaven. He spoke not of the love of power, but of the power of love. And he clearly gave his presence, his spirit, his authority to his disciples to spread his influence, his teachings, his goodness upon this earth until he comes again. And so on Christ the King Sunday, the readings from Scripture and the hymns associated with this day not only magnify that Jesus, that Lord, they call upon us to be a part of establishing God's kingdom on earth. Jesus changed the expectation of the faithful. He was not born into a position of royalty or power. He was born in a stable. He was born in poverty. He did not seek to overthrow the kingdoms of this world, but rather he sought to show love to all. Is this the one we can follow with all that we are? If so, might we then love as he loved? Might we care for the poor and the disenfranchised as he did? Might we find ways to love our enemies and open our doors to the strangers? Jesus the Christ changes everything. As we celebrate this Sunday, as we remember a different kind of king, may our voices proclaim the Christ that we follow. Amen.
thank you for listening to the weekly Our Redeemer's Lutheran podcast. We publish weekly Wednesday mornings, and it contains the previous Sunday's gospel reading and pastor's sermon. For more information about our church, please visit www.ourredeemerlives.org. Weekly services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening and have a Christ-filled day.